You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
What is up? Welcome to another edition of the NFL Fantasy Football Show. What is up? Welcome to another edition of the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant. Still fully vaccinated, still dodging variants like Neo in The Matrix. Fun show for you on tap. We are joined, as we always are, by producer Justin and the specialist on the other side of the glass. Hello, everybody over there. Hopefully they had a wonderful Thanksgiving. They had a Friendsgiving. Hopefully they had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. Hopefully you guys did too, even though it's been, you know, we've had a show since Thanksgiving happened. Don't worry about it. I'm just wishing everybody well. Joined here, of course, to my left, as always, by Michael F. Florio. And I know we've talked a lot of hot stove stuff on Monday, but there's, like, still hot stove things happening across. I know it's not a baseball show. I don't care. But, like, there's stuff happening. It's fun.
Yeah, your Dodgers are in on Freddie Freeman, apparently. Yeah. The Mets are introducing Max Scherzer today, and that is all I needed to happen this winter. And apparently they're not done, so I'm enjoying it.
They should have 2 press conferences, one for each of his different colored eyes.
Ooh, I like that.
Right?
Someone said they should play with, like, a black jersey and, like, then a white jersey or
just
something
so, like, whenever
that.
He pitches. Like, yeah. Yeah, totally. So, you know, like, just let's play into this a whole lot. All right. Anyway, let's get to the fantasy football stuff. We got a lot coming up. We got the 3 big questions for Week 13, as we normally do here. And we're going to preview all of the Sunday games, not to mention the Thursday night game. And we will close the show out with some sleepers. But let's kick it off, as we normally do, with some fantasy headlines, and we will start with the Dallas Cowboys. Now, as of a couple days ago, head coach Mike McCarthy said he was uncertain about Amari Cooper's availability for Thursday night's game against the New Orleans Saints. Cooper has missed the last couple of games as he deals with COVID symptoms, but a report this morning from Ed Werder says that Cooper is traveling with the team to New Orleans, so no official designation yet about his status for the week, but at least a step in the right direction. But Let's just say for the sake of argument that he does miss another game this week. Can I interest you in either Cedric Wilson or Noah Brown?
Maybe Cedric Wilson. He did have a team-high 10 targets last week. Noah Brown had 9, but the thing is, there was no CeeDee Lamb either in that game, and Lamb is looking like he is going to be playing. He's been practicing this week, so I think Lamb, Gallup, and Dalton Schultz see a large number of targets there, so I think those other two guys are just more deeper league plays, and if Amari Cooper plays, those guys are just completely off the board.
I know the Michael Gallup thing was very frustrating on Thanksgiving because he was sort of missing in action for a good chunk of that game, and I know that because, look, I was doing the family thing, having dinner, so I wasn't necessarily locked into every single play, but I'm checking Twitter every so often, and every time I open it, I'm just hearing people complain about, where is Michael Gallup? I know he kind of got involved a little bit later, but it was a struggle for a good chunk of that game.
As someone who started him in a good amount of leagues last week, I was one of those angry people on Twitter. He had one target in the first half. I was like, what are we doing? That's one thing that frustrates me the most, Marcus, is when teams voluntarily take away like their best playmakers. Like what the Colts did this week with Jonathan Taylor. Cooper Kupp didn't get a lot of volume early on in that game. Like, if you're choosing to take away your best player, that's on you, man. Like,
I mean, look, DK Metcalf didn't have a catch on Monday night until the final minute of the game. Like, how? I don't know how that happens, but
He's
DK Metcalf, right? And afterwards they're like, "Oh yeah, maybe we should get DK more involved." Like, you think? Maybe
we could tell you that.
We could tell you that, right? I'm not even in the practice on the practice field in the meeting rooms. I would just throw the ball to DK Metcalf. That would be my strategy.
It doesn't have to be. It's Matt Harmon who says that, right? Like, it
just
doesn't
throw it,
have to be hard.
Just throw it to your good players. Just throw it to your good players. It's that easy. In New York, the Giants kind of have a quarterback quandary at the moment. Daniel Jones is dealing with a neck injury. Now, on Tuesday, the reports were that Mike Glennon was expected to get the start and that Jones was going to be week to week with a neck strain. Now, this morning, Joe Judge is not ready to rule Daniel Jones out. Now, that doesn't mean Mike Glennon isn't going to play, but we're still going to wait and see sort of what the situation is. At the same time, Big Blue is hoping to get Sterling Shepard back on the field after he's missed some time with injury. So let's say Sterling Shepard is back. Let's say Mike Glennon is under center. How much confidence do you have in giving him a start this week?
Mike Glennon, none. Like, I would have to be very desperate. The Dolphins' defense has been playing a lot better as of late. The Giants are very banged up. I know they're hoping that Sterling Shepard could return, maybe Kadarius Toney, but even still, it's Mike Glennon. He doesn't give you anything with his legs. I don't want to trust the Giants' pass attack. I would deep play in like a two quarterback league. That's really it.
Yeah, that's probably it for Mike Glennon. The Sterling Shepard part of it, though, are you more confident in maybe getting him back in if he's good to go?
I think he would be the one Giants player that, outside of Saquon Barkley, that you could start, only because I don't expect Mike Glennon to be, airing it out downfield. So I think he'll be like more of a chain mover, throw to the short, safe routes. And that's going to be Sterling Shepard running those routes. And Marcus, do you think this is the end of the Daniel Jones era in New York?
I'm going to say no, just because what do they do? Where do they go if it's not Daniel Jones? There are a lot of teams, I think, that are kind of in quarterback limbo right now.
Yeah.
We talked about it with the Steelers and Ben Roethlisberger, but, the Giants in a similar way with Jones. Obviously, he's much younger, but he hasn't shown you that he's a franchise guy to this point. But at the same time, do you roll the dice, knowing that free agency is not necessarily going to bring you a ton of great options, knowing that the draft isn't going to bring you a ton of great options, do you roll the dice and try to find something better? Or do you just kind of stick with the guy you know and hope that he just basically doesn't implode the whole thing?
What I would do if I was the Giants, because of those, like exactly what you said, I wouldn't move on from Daniel Jones, but I would either use one of our two top 10 picks to bring in another quarterback or bring in a veteran that could compete. And because you can't go another year with like Daniel Jones and Mike Glennon. So I think you need someone to push him just in case it doesn't work out.
It's going to be an interesting offseason because there are a lot of teams that have to make questions.
So many quarterbacks are going to change teams and stuff, I think.
Right. I think a lot of quarterbacks change teams, but I don't think anybody necessarily is going to get exponentially better
yeah.
with a new quarterback.
Same.
So we'll see what happens there. All right, there are four teams on a bye in Week 13. It's the Carolina Panthers, the Cleveland Browns, the Green Bay Packers, and the Tennessee Titans. So the notable players that will be missing this week at quarterback, you got Cam Newton, Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Tannehill, also on a bye this week. At running back, some big names there. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt, who we just got back, is also on a bye this week. Aaron Jones, also Quadzilla, A.J. Dillon. It would have been Christian McCaffrey were he not on injured reserve. So Chuba Hubbard is out. Dontrell Hilliard, who we just started to kind of integrate into our fantasy lives, he is also out as well. At wide receiver, talking about DJ Moore, Jarvis Landry, and Davante Adams. I was trying to rack my brain to come up with a tight end of note that is going to be missing, and I came up blank. Tommy Tremble, anybody? So that's it. So don't start any of those guys that are on bye and try to figure out the rest of it. We will help you out, though, because we're going to have some sleepers. We had our waiver wire on Monday, so we'll have some other options for you as we get through the rest of the show. All right, we got our three big questions as we get ready for Week 13. Let's start, though, with the Saints. They play on Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys. Taysom Hill expected to get the start at quarterback for New Orleans. I mean, we sort of have been expecting this for some time now, and it appears that Sean Payton is ready to pull the trigger. But the question is, if Hill is starting at quarterback, can we trust a Saints running back at all? Now, keep in mind, by the way, both Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram return to practice this week. We'll see which, whether one or both of them are playing, but can we trust either one of them if Taysom Hill's at quarterback?
A lot less than you could if someone else was at quarterback. I think, obviously, if Alvin Kamara suits up, you play him in fantasy football every week. If he sits, I think you use Ingram as like an RB2 or flex option on volume alone, but they're going to take a hit. Like, last year, in the four starts that Taysom Hill made, Alvin Kamara averaged just 14 fantasy points per game, four targets per game, 2.5 catches. With Drew Brees, it was 29 fantasy points per game, and he's been giving you a lot, you know, 18.1 you see there. But Taysom Hill, he last year averaged over 40 rushing yards in every game he started. He had more goal line carries than Alvin Kamara. He had four rushing touchdowns in those four games. Like, he is going to be a vulture near the goal line. He's not going to throw the running backs as much. So I think you still start him, but he definitely takes a big hit. The only, I guess, reason for optimism is he's dealing with a foot issue, so maybe he just runs less. That's the one thing I think you could hang your hat on.
Which, by the way, that seemed to pop up out of nowhere. Like, there had been no talk about it. Then all of a sudden, these reports that Taysom Hill was dealing with plantar fasciitis. They weren't sure about how healthy he was going to be. But I'm with you. Like, if it's Alvin Kamara, you're starting him, but you have to expect lower production than what you're normally used to. Last year, in the four starts for Taysom Hill, he had four rushing touchdowns. Kamara had three. Latavius Murray had two. Just those opportunities that you talked about near the goal line, those short throws, probably go away. Any idea, by the way, like, do you like any of the receivers more or less? That feels like the part that's super unknown with this offense with Taysom Hill. I have no idea who he's going to throw to now.
Yeah, same. Especially because the same, like Tre'Quan Smith was starting to step up as of late with Trevor Siemian, but he gets just as much volume pretty much as like Marcus Callaway, Deontay Harris. They're all around like five targets per game. So, no. I don't feel great about any Saints wide receiver.
I mean, last year, he sort of had tunnel vision for Michael Thomas, so you could kind of feel kind of confident there. This year, there isn't anything like that at all, so yeah. I don't know what to do there. Speaking of wide receivers, are we ready to bench DK Metcalf?
No, but it's getting very close to that point. Like, I mean, do you know how many games he has with double-digit targets this year? One.
Wow.
Like, what are we doing, Seattle? And part of the blame does belong to Russell Wilson. Part of it belongs to Pete Carroll and the play callers there. Like, I don't know. You see DK Metcalf and what he could do on a football field. And, I mean, you see this guy every day on the practice squad. And, like, wouldn't you think, like, we need to get this guy the ball as much as we possibly can? And they're just not doing a good job of that right now. And Russell Wilson has been struggling with accuracy ever since he returned. they haven't been on the same page. I know it's been rough, the last three games in a row, all in single digits, but he still brings one of the highest ceilings each and every week. So I'm not ready to bench him yet, but I'm definitely very scared of DK right now.
It's just very concerning. And you're right, so much of it has to be because that offense has not been clicking at all. It hadn't really been great much of the year, but especially since Russ has come back from the finger injury, it's been even worse. The only thing that kind of keeps DK in lineups, I think, is the ceiling, is knowing that when everything comes together, how explosive and how good he can be. It's hard to run him out there every week and see these disappointing numbers come back and not feel like you got to do something, especially now. Look, we are week 13. So in most leagues, you're talking about this week and next week, and that's it for the fantasy regular season. You need big performances to get you into the playoffs, or you're hoping for big things to help you get through the playoffs. And right now, that Seattle offense is not delivering that. All right, last big question. Which Patriots running back do you trust the most? It seemed like an easy answer a few weeks ago, but as much as I hate to say it, Bellatrix seemed to have reared their ugly head again. So if you're going in on one of these guys, who's it going to be?
It would be Damian Harris, but even with him, I don't feel great about it. What we've seen since Harris has returned the last 2 weeks is Stevenson and Harris are going to alternate drives. And in the two games they've played, they each have had between 9 and 12 carries. Like, it's not like one is getting a lot of volume. They're legitimately splitting volume down the middle. And Damian Harris got the goal line look the other last game, and he scored a touchdown. But in the passing game, Brandon Bolden is there now taking all of the targets. So for me, I think it's Harris, but I really believe that they're all just flex options at this point, especially this week in a tough matchup against the Bills, because none of those guys are Derrick Henry or Jonathan Taylor.
And I think when you mentioned Brandon Bolden, that's the guy that really throws the wrench in this whole thing, because he's not getting enough that you're going to start him. But he's getting enough that he takes a little bit from each of the other guys.
Yeah.
You know, like if it were just Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson, you could feel okay about starting one or both of those guys. But Brandon Bolden is taking just enough off of each guy's plate that you feel like, I don't know what to do about it. It's become a really confusing situation there. When I feel like, you know, we had gotten to the point where I think we believed we could, you know, kind of trust Patriots running backs, that we had figured out the situation. And just a reminder that Bill Belichick hates our fantasy teams. That's all there is to it. He is high on the list of coaches that hate our fantasy teams. So thank you.
He's also high on the list of coaches that fantasy managers hate.
Yes.
So
yeah, it's mutual.
It evens out. Yeah,
it's definitely mutual. So, you know, yeah. Bleep you. All right. That gets us to our game previews to start week 13. Let's start with the Thursday night game, as we talked about. The Cowboys heading to New Orleans to take on the Saints. Both these teams kind of scuffling right now a little bit. Both of them suffering losses, disappointing losses on Thanksgiving Day. But from a fantasy perspective, what should people be paying attention to here?
I think you could start Taysom Hill in this game. And we were just talking about how he is the one. We're worried about him because of the running backs. But for him, if he's running near the goal line and rushing for 40 yards a game like he did last year as a starter, it is going to mean good things for fantasy. Last season, in his four starts, he sat between 17.5 and 24 fantasy points in every game. So to me, that shows that he brings a safe floor with some upside. I think in a game where the Saints could have to put up points to keep up with the Cowboys, he's like a borderline QB1 this week, I think.
I think so too. I put him, I didn't put him in the sleepers column this week. I do think, though, he is worth a start just because he's kind of a wild card. In theory, he's going to play quarterback, which means he's going to throw the football. He can run it. But look, knowing Sean Payton, wouldn't be surprised if they do some wrinkle where he catches a couple of passes too. Taysom Hill, by the way, is the only quarterback where you can ask me, like, hey, PPR, should I start Taysom Hill? Like, please don't do that. Please don't ask fantasy analysts, like, if you have a quarterback question, that's fine. You don't need to tell us that it's PPR, because there aren't enough quarterbacks out there catching passes that it makes a difference. Standard PPR, it doesn't matter. Just ask the question.
Do you think we see, like, packages where, like, both quarterbacks are out there and like Hill can like run.
Oh, absolutely like, do.
I think more teams, if you have a mobile quarterback, like let them line up as a running back, like pitch it to him, and then they could throw if there's, I don't know. Like that's something that I would do a lot more if I was.
Right? I would not be surprised if we see Trevor Siemian come out there and like Taysom Hill splits out wide and they throw him a ball or two. Like, wouldn't surprise me in the least. Next up, the Washington football team comes out to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. And I'm going to tell you, you can start Hunter Renfrow in this game. I came into the year thinking that, once again, Darren Waller was going to have a huge target share, way more than everybody else. That hasn't been the case this year. As of this moment, Hunter Renfrow is just two targets behind Darren Waller this season. He actually leads the Raiders in receptions and receiving yards, actually leads in receiving touchdowns as well, I believe. And you know, look, the part of the Washington team that has been disappointing has been defensively. They are giving up a ton of yards. They're giving up a lot of points. They are one of the worst defenses against wide receivers. And when you've got that kind of volume that Hunter Renfrow is getting, I think that makes him worth starting. He is sort of, I hate the comparison, but he's kind of a Julian Edelman type now in terms of what he does underneath and the production he gives you. I think it's hard to keep him out of your lineup nowadays.
Yeah, I completely agree. Double-digit fantasy points in all but two games this year. He brings such a safe floor, but as of late, I mean, he's over 17 fantasy points in three of his last four games. He's showing that he brings some upside as well. I agree. I think, especially with no Waller, you got to start Hunter Renfrow.
Absolutely. By the way, I would think, maybe we'll get to it a little bit later. I was going to give you a sleeper, but I think we're going to have him a little bit later on in the show, so stay tuned for that. All right, it is time for a break, but when we continue, our game previews will keep on with a couple of must-start players. That's coming up next on the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You hear that jazzy music? That's our way of telling you should sign up and follow us on TikTok at NFL Fantasy. You can also follow me at Marcus Grant. This whole music and this whole setup here is just an excuse because the specialists wanted to put a video of me dancing.
It's like a fun party.
Right? It's like me wearing a hat and weird sunglasses and dancing around. These are the sort of things I do on TikTok. So if you enjoy laughing at that sort of stuff, you can come follow me at Marcus Grant. Or if you just want actual fantasy stuff, you can follow us at NFL Fantasy. One way or another, it's all good. All right. Let's keep going with our game previews for the week. The Chargers at the Bengals. Our pal and former colleague Dave Damashek actually reminded me that it's been about 40 years since the Chargers and Bengals played what was called the Freezer Bowl, one of the best playoff games of all time. And I think it was something like 20 below zero or something like that in Cincinnati. It was something ridiculously cold to the point that I think Dan Fouts says he still has numbness in his fingers after having played in that game. That seems bad. I don't think it's going to be nearly that cold in Cincinnati this week. That has nothing to do with fantasy football. What does have to do with fantasy football is what you're about to tell us right now, though.
Yeah, my only thought when you were telling me that was like, I bet you there was still an offensive lineman who didn't wear sleeves. But in this game for fantasy, I think you should beware of the Bengals receivers, particularly Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. I understand that you might not be able to just fully get away from them this week, but if you have a similarly ranked option, it could be a good week to take it. The Chargers have allowed the second fewest fantasy points to receivers this year. Only five receivers has topped 15 fantasy points against them. They've held some big name receivers in check, like Adam Thielen, Tyreek Hill, Terry McLaurin, Marquise Brown, Amari Cooper, Odell Beckham. A lot of big name receivers just had bad days against them. And Ja'Marr Chase has been struggling the last month. T. Higgins, I know he had a big game this past week, but he's been so up and down that I have them both ranked as like low end wide receiver twos. But if you're debating between them and a closely ranked option, I would go with the other option.
Yeah, the Ja'Marr Chase slump has been really noticeable. I know it's been really frustrating for a whole lot of people. By the way, I looked it up. The Freezer Bowl, it was minus 9 degrees, but with wind chill was minus 59 degrees.
Oh my, that's like Game of Thrones type.
That is literally Game of Thrones winter. That is literally Game of Thrones winter. So I expect it's not going to be that cold in Cincinnati this week. And if it is, hey, just stay inside.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, stay wear home. Sleeves at the very
right. Something, anything. All right, Ravens at the Steelers, a big game in the AFC North, which. All the games in the AFC North are big because there's really no clear-cut front-runner in that division right now. But I would say if you are starting anybody, Pat Freiermuth is a must-start with an asterisk. If he is available, he is still going through the concussion protocol, so we will wait to get an official designation on whether or not he's actually going to be active. But if he does play, he needs to be in your lineup. I mean, he's reached the point where he probably has reached must-start status every week, kind of based on the rest of the tight end position. But on top of it, it's still a great matchup against the Ravens. They have gotten better against tight ends as the year has progressed, but they're still one of the bottom 10 teams against the position this year. So throw in the fact that the Steeler passing game has been incredibly inconsistent, but there may be a couple guys you can trust. It's Deontay Johnson. It's Pat Freiermuth. So if you've got him on your roster, he probably needs, unless I guess you could have Travis Kelce and you picked up Freiermuth off the waiver wire, then maybe you have a decision. But most of us don't. So start Pat Freiermuth this week. Giants at the Dolphins. We talked about the Giants side with Mike Glennon maybe possibly starting and Sterling Shepard maybe coming back. Anybody on the Dolphins side worth paying attention to?
Yeah, I think Jaylen Waddle is a must-start option at this point. And the Dolphins offense is one that doesn't have a whole lot of fantasy options. It's really like Gaskin and Waddle and Gesicki, who's been struggling. But Waddle, since week six, he's in the top 10 in targets per game, target share, fantasy points per game amongst receivers. He is on pace to break the rookie receptions record this season. And the Giants are in the top 10 in fantasy points allowed to receivers. So even if the Dolphins don't have to throw a bunch, we know that it's going to be a funneled passing attack that runs through Jalen Waddle. So I think he has reached the point, Marcus, where he's matchup proof and you just start him each and every week.
I think so too. Will Fuller apparently has multiple fractures in his finger. Maybe he comes back. I don't really understand when or why or how at this point. So Jalen Waddle has become the receiver of record down in Miami. Cardinals at the Bears, which, you know, every time I think of Cardinals and Bears, I think of Denny Green. They are who we thought they were. Rest in peace, Denny Green. This is a new era. And I always say you can start Zach Ertz here because the Bears have had their problems.
There
it is. Nice job. Nice job. The Bears...
They are who we thought they were.
Yeah, absolutely. The Bears have had their issues with tight ends so far this season. Zach Ertz has been a huge get for the Arizona Cardinals. And this was a team that came into the season with a ton of pass catchers, a ton of wide receivers. But Zach Ertz has been amazing. I like his opportunities. I like his volume, especially if Kyler is back in this offense again this week. So make sure you have him in your lineup because the Bears have had their issues with tight ends. I didn't think we'd be talking about Zach Ertz as much of a playmaker as we have this year. It's been great, though, for him.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, it can only get better if Kyler Murray comes back, right? So
absolutely. So get him in your lineup this week. So we're giving you some starts and sits right now. We're going to have plenty of them for you, though, on Thursday, because every Thursday it's the Stardom Sit'em Show with Michael Florio and Adam Rank and Kimmy Checks and Money Guns and the whole deal. So you know where to find it, 4 p.m. Eastern, streaming live there. It's also on demand in the whole family of NFL apps and platforms and on the YouTubes as well. So be sure to check it out. 49ers and the Seahawks. Seahawks season might be just about over after that loss on Monday night, but the Niners right now sitting in the sixth seed in the NFC for the playoffs. But Deebo Samuel, he's the guy that we pulled out of the pack this week. Likely going to miss at least a little bit of time with an injury. The Niners have said that if he is out, which is expected, Juwan Jennings could move up to be the number two wide receiver. But as you look at this, who benefits the most from Deebo missing some time here?
I think everyone benefits because that's how much usage Deebo Samuel was seeing each week. But I think the biggest benefactor is Brandon Ayuk, who the last couple of weeks has retaken over as the number one wide receiver. I say that because Deebo Samuel's been scoring all of his fantasy points as a running back as of late, which is why I think it helps like Elijah Mitchell. I think Juwan Jennings is worthy of a flyer in deeper leagues, but Ayuk has been that player that we were hoping he would be coming into the season. He's making plays downfield. He's making plays in the end zone. He's getting more volume. So I think he is someone that you can just, as of right now, with no Deebo Samuel, I think he's like a must-start option right now.
Yeah, I think Brandon Ayuk definitely a must-start, and I'm glad that he's finally starting to get integrated into the offense. But I would say the guy who maybe benefits the most, weirdly, is Jeff Wilson Jr., because the way the Niners have been using Deebo Samuel has been primarily as a running back. I mean, Deebo was a top 10 wide receiver last week with one catch, one whole catch. He did most of his damage on the ground. Over the last three games, Deebo Samuel has run for 171 yards. By contrast, that's more than Trey Sermon has for the entire season. So they are using him very much in the running game. Obviously, Eli Mitchell has been great, and he's going to continue to get work. But if they don't have Deebo, maybe this means Jeff Wilson gets on the field and gets some of those touches that otherwise would have gone to Samuel. So I know it sounds weird to say that the guy who benefits the most from a wide receiver being out is a running back, but it's been a weird year. And the Niners have done some weird things with their offense. So that's where we are right now. The next one on our list. Strange we haven't talked about him at all this year, but it's Tom Brady. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, or Patrick Edward Brady or something, or the Pharaoh, as they call him on Pro Football Reference, which is weird because I've literally never heard anybody say that about him at all whatsoever. Simple question. Can Tom Brady carry you to a fantasy championship this year?
Yes. Like, I mean, he's that good. He is the GOAT for a reason. But the thing that I really like about Tom Brady, he's consistent. He's only had a couple of games all year with down fantasy games. He has two games all year without multiple passing touchdowns. We know he's not going to run a whole lot, and that kind of limits his upside a little bit, but I don't think it matters when you have Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette, and he's going to get Antonio Brown back soon as well. Plus, you look at the Bucs schedule, like the Falcons, who he dominates in his career, something about a big comeback in a Super Bowl.
I think I heard about that once, yeah.
Then he gets the Bills, kind of tough. The Saints, which is a good matchup. The Panthers, which is an okay matchup. And then in the championship week, he gets the New York Jets, a team that he has dominated in his career. So, yeah, I think Tom Brady can win some people some fantasy championships.
I mean, we talk about this all the time. It is amazing what he has done over 20-plus years in the NFL. It's amazing what he's doing right now at age 44. And I still have this feeling that we get to next August, people will still be making him like the 10th or 12th quarterback off
the
board.
I'll probably be one of them.
Right. He'll still hang around in drafts until like the 9th or 10th round, and we'll still debate like, hey, is this the year that Tom Brady falls off? Like, I don't know. Regression is coming. And he'll go out and he'll throw 40 touchdowns again, and we'll be like, we're all idiots. Why did we do this? Tom Brady's still great, and he's going to play football at a high level until the sun explodes. So, yeah, he can very much win you a fantasy championship. That was my long, roundabout, semi-frustrated way of saying that.
I pulled up his Pro Football Reference page. Mm-hmm. The Pharaoh is one of his nicknames that I never heard of. Another one, Comeback Kid or Sir?
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Comeback Kid is so generic. When did he become Comeback Sir, by the way?
Comeback Kid was probably like, what, his first couple years in the league, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, like when he was still young.
Then that Super Bowl against the Falcons, they were like, well, he's a Sir now.
Sir now. Sir Tom Brady. Who knows? Whatever. I want to go through – maybe it'll be my offseason project is going through Pro Football Reference and pulling all the weird nicknames for players.
I'm sure there's a ton.
There's a ton, right? Like that we never knew that nobody ever uses and somehow landed on the page. Whatever. All right, time for our last break. We'll finish up our game previews, and we got some sleeper picks. We'll wrap up the show next on the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need.
check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Let's get back to our game previews. The Colts and the Texans. Very quietly, the Indianapolis Colts have become kind of a juggernaut, and they are a team to be reckoned with in the AFC. I know the record is, what, just kind of mediocre. I think they're 6-6, but they're playing really, really good football. Fantasy-wise, what are you doing here?
I'm saying T.Y. Hilton is a sleeper, and partially because I think with the Colts, it's kind of straightforward. You start JT, you start Michael Pittman. T.Y. Hilton has made a career off of thriving against the Texans. We saw him have a big game against them last season. And he's been getting pretty consistent volume with at least 5 targets in each game since he's returned off of the IR. He, watching Hard Knocks, he is still like the heart and soul of that offense, even though he's not what he once was. So I think in a game like this, where it'll be a favorable matchup for Hilton and the Colts, I think they'll look to get him the ball a little bit more as well. I think if you're going a little bit deeper at receiver, Hilton is an upside flyer worth taking.
I mean, you talk about him against the Texans. He has absolutely dominated them in his career. His average in 19 games against Houston, 5 catches, 94 yards. I mean, that's the average, right? So that's not taking into account, like, the big games, the explosive games he's had against them. That's just his, like, oh, yeah, that's my home average day. I'm still giving you 5 catches for 94 yards. So I think that's a very good sleeper pick. Eagles and the Jets. Last week was not a great week for the Eagles offense. You didn't get good games out of anybody. I mean, Miles Sanders kind of rolled an ankle, so that limited him. Devontae Smith was nowhere to be found. Jalen Hurts was disappointed. This feels like a bounce-back week against the Jets. So I'm going to say you can start Devontae Smith, get him back in the lineup, regain that trust in him. This is still a fairly funneled passing game where everything is either going to Smith or to Dallas Goedert. I know that there have been some reports about Jalen Hurts, I should say, being a little bit hobbled during practice this week. Keep an eye on that, but it does seem like he should play, should be good to go. It's a great matchup. So I like a lot of the Philadelphia pass catchers, but I'm especially back on board with Devontae Smith this week. I think it looks good for him.
Yeah, last week was another one of those games where teams like just willingly took one of their best weapons away. They threw to him 4 times. They threw to Dallas Goedert 3 times.
Yeah,
like,
I don't get it.
Defenses could be good, but so are your offensive players. Give them a chance.
Just throw it to your good players. I mean, basically, we could come on here and just say that for an hour. It probably would not make for a very entertaining show, but it would be true. It would be factual. Jaguars at the Rams. That'll be played like on the other side of this wall, basically. Our next-door neighbors, the Los Angeles Rams, hosting the Jaguars in the Jalen Ramsey revenge game. Even though I don't even know how many guys are left from those teams that he
not
played.
Not many.
There's not a lot of guys left from them. In the meantime, though, fantasy-wise, what should we pay attention to?
Going a little bit deeper here, but I'm thinking that Sony Michel is a sleeper in this game because Daryl Henderson is banged up right now. He's dealing with a quad strain. They're unsure if he is going to suit up in this game. And this is a game where I don't think they're going to have to push Henderson either if that means to suit up or if that means just limiting him while he does play. this is a game where I think the Rams will be playing with the lead throughout. And if that's the case, I think we could see a lot of Sony Michel in the second half just grinding out the clock. I know the Jaguars have been better against the run than they get credit for, but I still think he could see enough volume where he is a flex option. And if Henderson sits, then I think he becomes like a top 20 running back that you have to start.
This feels like bad news for the Jaguars, right? Because there's been so much talk about, you know, the Rams not putting it together since they've gone this all-in mentality. They haven't won a game. People are wondering what's wrong with Matthew Stafford. They're still trying to integrate Odell. And now here come the Jaguars who are just sort of limping along. They're coming to Los Angeles. This just seems like bad timing for Jacksonville, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This could be a get-healthy game for a whole lot of people wearing the Ram horns on their helmet.
Yeah, I still think you start all your Rams.
Start them all.
Start them all.
Start them all. All right, let's look at the Vikings and the Lions. And I've got the Vikings as a sleeper defense this week. That's right, we're blowing the Yaller horn for this one. The Vikings defense, I mean, a few years ago, they were kind of a must-start defense. Those days are kind of in the rearview mirror, but this is an opportunity maybe to give them another shot, mostly because of who the opponent is. I will say that they are the Lions offense is better with Jared Goff than it was with, I don't know, who, David Blau or Tim Boyle or whomever it was they were starting a couple of weeks ago. But still, this is an offense that has not scored 20 points except for week one. They scored 33 in a loss against the 49ers. They have not reached 20 points in a game since then. They're turning the ball over at still a pretty consistent rate. So if you're looking for a defense, you want one that's not going to give up a lot of points, one that can get some sacks, one that can get some turnovers. And that feels like it could be the Vikings this week against the Detroit Lions.
I know DeAndre Swift too, so.
So one more weapon out of the mix there for Detroit. So it seems bad all around for the Lions this week. All right, wrap this up with Sunday Night Football. And what could be very interesting, the Broncos and the Chiefs. Denver's still very much in the mix in the AFC West. Kansas City feeling like they have maybe righted the ship. What are we paying attention to here?
I think you could start Jerry Jeudy, and I'm giving him one more chance here. I've been the high guy on Jerry Jeudy this year. It hasn't worked out how I had envisioned, but last week he saw just 3 targets. It was in a weird game where the Chargers had a lead throughout. Teddy Bridgewater got hurt. Drew Lock came in. They only threw 25 times all game. I think they're going to have to throw more this week to keep up with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense. And in the 2 games prior to last week, Jerry Jeudy had 17 targets combined. So we know that he is their top target. I think he'll get more volume. And I'm thinking in a game against the Chiefs, I'm expecting the Chiefs offense to look more like the Chiefs coming off the bye, which means that I think the Broncos will have to throw more and will have to put up points to try to keep up with them. So I'm giving Jerry Jeudy one more shot in my starting lineup before I take him out.
You talk about the Chiefs, and Andy Reid is notoriously good coming off a bye. So I would expect that Kansas City is going to have something up their sleeve for Denver. So you're right. It may be a situation where the Broncos have to score to keep up. Side note, I would like to take the pulse of Bronco Nation, how they feel now with Teddy Bridgewater, because generally Bronco fans were not that excited about Teddy Bridgewater being named the starter. And I'm not going to sit here and say that he's been spectacular, but he's kept them afloat. They're 6-5. They're a game out in the division. I don't know that you'd say that if Drew Lock was their starting quarterback.
No way. I don't think you say that if Drew Lock is their quarterback. And I think Bronco fans are warming up. They should be at least to Teddy. But what I think really happens is what always happens to Teddy, right? Like, he plays better than expected. He keeps his team in the race. And then the team's going to try to move on after this.
Of course.
And they're going to try to get, like, Aaron Rodgers or whatever big-name quarterback they can get. And Bridgewater will go somewhere else and be a steady quarterback.
He'll do it again somewhere else. The same thing somewhere else. Yeah, he's like just one of those guys who helps get a franchise started. Like, you know, like a new restaurant comes to your town and they bring the consultant in from outside to kind of get things going, and then, you know, after things get running, he moves on to the next place. That's Teddy Bridgewater. He is your QSR ultimate opening consultant. There's it. All right, that's done with the previews. It is time now for our week 13 sleepers. We each have a pair. Who is your first one?
It's Josh Reynolds, wow, who, since he has joined the Lions in the last 2 weeks, he's been leading them in routes ran. Well, second behind only Amon-Ra St. Brown, but this past week led them in targets, led them in yards, scored a touchdown. He is also their best field stretcher. So in a game like this against the Vikings, who have allowed the second most fantasy points to receivers and have really struggled on the long ball, I expect a couple of deep shots to go to Josh Reynolds, and he only needs to catch one for it to pay off in your fantasy lineup.
That's pretty much it. I mean, we're talking sleepers here. We're not talking about guys who are necessarily going to go huge, but we keep trying to hit pinpoint on a Lions receiver, so maybe this is the time we finally have it right. I got Myles Gaskin, which I know sort of feels like point chasing from last week. We didn't expect him to do much against the Panthers, and he scored 2 touchdowns, even though he still had fewer than 60 scrimmage yards. Like, it wasn't like a huge day for him. He just had the 2 scores. But this is a much better matchup this week against the New York Football Giants. They have struggled. They are one of the worst run defenses in the league, but they've also given up a ton of receiving yards to the running back position. So whether it is by ground or by air, I expect Myles Gaskin to be pretty heavily involved in the game plan this week. He's taking advantage of good matchups. This is a good matchup, so this is a week I think you can get him back in your lineup. All right, who is your other sleeper for the week?
Boston Scott. Yeah. And I know a lot is up in the air right now with the Eagles running backs. Miles Sanders is dealing with like an ankle injury. Jordan Howard is still up in the air. All Boston Scott did last week was lead them in snaps, touches, targets. He scored a touchdown. He gave you over 70 yards. Like, he's been steady. I think that he will be in play this week because the other guys are so banged up, and it's the Jets who allow the most fantasy points. You pick a time period. The Jets allow the most fantasy points to running backs this season. So in a great matchup, I think Boston Scott is someone that you probably could have grabbed off your waiver wire and start this week.
I like that very much this week. I will finish this out by saying Foster Moreau has some sleeper potential because it looks like Darren Waller is not going to play this week as he deals with a knee injury. He's week to week right now for the Raiders. Earlier this season, it was week 7 when Darren Waller missed the game. Foster Moreau had his best fantasy game of the year, 6 catches for 60 yards and a touchdown. The matchup is just so-so. Washington's been okay against tight ends, but this is an offense that really does feature throws to the tight end position. So if Moreau is out there and getting the bulk of the opportunity, I think there's a chance for him to have a pretty good day. If you're looking to stream tight ends, I think this is one that you might want to keep an eye on. So, all right. So if you want some more sleepers, you can check out my weekly column. You find it at NFL.com/sleepers. And if you want more of us, you can check us out on Sundays on NFL Fantasy Game Day. I show up there. Rank shows up there. Kimmy and Florio are there. Every Sunday kicks off at noon Eastern. We got starts, sits, burning questions, the whole nine yards, and then some. You know where to find it. The NFL app, fantasy app, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff, NFL.com. Check it out, streaming live there starting at noon Eastern. So this is it, man. This is like the last couple of weeks. Playoff push for real at this point now.
Yeah, two weeks left. If you're in the hunt, be lucky that it's the longest season ever because you get an extra week to try to kind of get in there. And if you feel you're comfortably in the playoffs, I think people should start looking ahead and, yep, and making roster moves for that because you don't want to get complacent. That's how you end up costing yourself.
Exactly. Start checking schedules. Start scouring the waiver wire for guys that might be out there that could end up playing a key role down the stretch. All right. That is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. You know the drill. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Rate, review, and remember, do pilots take crash courses? Be safe, take care of yourselves, get vaccinated, enjoy week 13, and we'll see you next week.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.